Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of the message is Passing the Torch of Fatherhood. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5 says, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. When the relationship between fathers and their families are out of spiritual balance, it results in a curse upon our society, and I think we're seeing that. Marriage is nowhere near what God intended it to be. And the children are destined to repeat the failures of their fathers if things do not change. So when we begin to talk about fatherhood, we must look at the right example of what true fatherhood is. And we derive our true example of fatherhood from our Heavenly Father. In fact, the fatherhood of God is universally accepted by over 1 billion people in our world within the Christian faith. You see, Jesus told us that whenever we pray, that we should address God as our Father. In Matthew chapter 6 and 9, it says that Jesus said, Therefore, pray, our Father in heaven. We honor your holy name. Now, what is amazing is that God would elevate the role of fathers to present his presence within the family. Let's be honest, men are just men. And yet, fatherhood is one of the greatest responsibilities given to men on earth. But when God created man, he had the role of fatherhood in mind, for we were created in his image. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And when we look into Genesis chapter 2, we find the first place that a father is mentioned in the Bible. Genesis chapter 2 and 24, it says, For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife. You see, at the very beginning of creation, the first father was created in the image of God. And God is our heavenly Father. And so he wants men today to emulate who he is in the lives of their families. God's equipped every man with the potential of being a successful father. However, in the next chapter of Genesis, we know when God is moving, the devil is always moving. That's just the truth. In the very next chapter, we see the devil attempting to distort the true image of fatherhood. He painted God as one who could not be trusted. God had told Adam and Eve not to eat of the forbidden fruit of the tree. But the Bible tells us in Genesis 3 and 4, the serpent said to the woman, God knows that when you eat of this tree, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And Eve and Adam, rather than believing their heavenly Father, trusted their reason. The Bible says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and she ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he also ate it. And as a result of their disobedience, sin entered mankind, altering God's true purpose and spiritual perfection for society and family. And here we are today, still dealing with this situation. Satan still attacking the family. Approximately 50% of all marriages end in divorce. And as I stated from the beginning, this was never God's design. This was never God's desire for marriage. Jesus said in Matthew 19:5, for this reason, a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. But as a result of sin and disobedience to God's word, we, society, has done whatever it wants to do. And it has set a bad example for our children. Fathers, I'm talking primarily to you today, and I'm not just talking about biological fathers, but I'm talking to all men, especially today. Because God has given you a great responsibility to be an example to children, to be an example in your family, yes, even to your wife as a godly man. Instead of men today fulfilling the role that God gave us from the very beginning, many have succumbed to disobedience in every way, including immoral behavior. And it's led to generations without the true benefit of godly fathers. You know, God is a loving father who forgives. But the truth is, what our children see in our lives, many times, they continue with in their lives. This is found throughout the scriptures. The Bible says that when an evil king did this, then his son followed and did the same thing, and his son followed and did the same thing. I was counseling a gentleman once, and he had just gotten married. They seemed so in love. And on their wedding night, he beat his wife. And so they came back to my office after their honeymoon, and I was talking with him, and I said, "What happened to you? What went on?" He said, "Pastor, since I was a little boy, I always saw my father beating my wife. I'm beating his wife, my mother." And he said, "It just replayed in my mind when we had a disagreement. And something that I said I would never ever do in my life, I began to do." See, we need to understand that the examples that we set before our children, we are programming them for the future. As much as we would like to say, no, that's not possible, listen, it is so. Listen to what Numbers 14:18 says. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin and rebellion. Even so, he does not leave sin unpunished, but he punishes the children for the sins of their fathers to the third and the fourth generation. What does that mean? Folks, that simply means that the same sinful behavior in the father follows the children, even into the third and the fourth generation, where God will have to punish them for the same things. That is the reason why it is crucial for us to find the true image of fatherhood in God. God is our Heavenly Father. And God expects us to represent him as fathers in the family. We are to be his presence in that family. And God wants us to pass the principles of fatherhood, true, godly fatherhood, on to our children. I want to share some of those characteristics with you this morning. Number one, fathers must live holy before their families. This is a word that is many times left out of teaching the Word of God. What word, Pastor? Holiness. Yet the Bible says holiness without which no one will see the Lord. God expects dads to live a holy and a pure life. To be holy means to be morally pure in every area of your life. Too many fathers have taken the low road morally, even in their thought life. Now, I need to let you know something, guys. The Lord knows your thoughts. Jesus told us in Matthew 5 and 27, the law of Moses said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say anyone who looks at a woman with lust in his eye has already committed adultery in his heart. It's not all right to fantasize and to look with lust. And yet so many people are trafficking on the internet, on porn sites today. That has become one of the leading reasons for divorce in America. And this is important for us to understand, because God requires that every man and every father be holy.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God requires that every man and every father be holy. In John 17:11, Jesus said to his disciples, actually he was praying to the Father, talking about his disciples, and he said, I am departing the world, I am leaving them behind, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them, care for them, help them. Once again, the Bible says in Leviticus 11:44, I, the Lord, am your God. You must be holy, because I am holy. It's not all right to entertain the wrong thoughts. And yet it is so easy to do. Listen, in our society in which we live, folks, it's difficult to even turn on the television and see something that you can watch. Somebody say amen. It's just the truth. You've got to click from channel to channel to channel to try to find something that's clean and pure enough for you to even watch. Your thoughts really do matter. You can keep them secret from everyone, but you can't keep them secret from God. And what you need to understand is what is in your heart is what will determine your behavior. Someone once said, sow a thought and you'll reap an act. Sow an act and you'll reap a habit. Sow a habit and you'll reap a character. Sow a character and you will reap a destiny. And so many people are in bondage today. Yes, men in bondage today to their lust because of the thoughts in their mind. This is not innocent. As fathers, God expects us to live holy. So fathers must be holy in their family. Somebody say amen. Number two, fathers are to be faithful to their families. Once again, we're taking the characteristics of God and we're saying, since He is our Heavenly Father, He is our example. And now, fathers, we must have the same characteristics in our lives with our families. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 9, it says, therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for thousands of generations with those who love Him. Fathers, you must have a covenant of faithfulness within your family. Listen to what Deuteronomy 4 and 31 says. This is so meaningful for today because fathers do not abandon their children. Deuteronomy 4 and 31 says, for the Lord your God is merciful. He will not abandon you. God doesn't abandon anyone. And God commands us as fathers to be faithful to our families. Why? Because we represent His presence. And if He never forsakes us, if He never abandons us, dads, you can't abandon your family. Your family is counting on you. They count on your presence. Why? Because you're representing God there. You say, well, I didn't ask for the role. You got the role. It was an assignment. And now you have to live it out according to the will of God or face the consequences within your family. When fathers are absent in the home, it has an immeasurable effect upon the children. One of the latest census figures show that there are approximately 10.4 million single mother families in America. Folks, that represents millions of children without the influence of a father in their lives. And the role of the father is so important. That's what we're talking about here today. That role is God's presence in that family. It is where children learn self-esteem. It's where they learn self-image from their fathers. Listen to another report. It says, this crisis today regarding father absentee affects about 27 million children in America. And it is spreading. It's linked to higher rates of poverty, failure in school, teen pregnancies, substance abuse, violent crime, depression, and ultimately, loss of hope. In Hebrews 13 and 5, it says, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. That is what your children are expecting of you, dads. That you won't forsake them, that you won't fail them. And that's what your wife is expecting of you, that you won't forsake her and that you won't fail her. Why? Because yours represents the presence of God in the family. Number three, fathers demonstrate unconditional love. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah 31 and 3. The Lord has appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. God's love is complete and consistent. It never ends. Listen to what it says in Romans 8 and 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else And all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, God's love is unconditional. Dads, you represent God in that family. Therefore, your love must be unconditional. Now, let me show you what God's love looks like. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4, it says, love is patient and kind. Dads, in your family, God is expecting you to mirror his unconditional love. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, I'm telling you right now, it means to be patient. It means to be kind. Don't you let an unkind word come out of your mouth in your family. Be patient with your children. Be patient with your wife. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. One of the most difficult things for men to do is to humble themselves in their families. Let the men say amen. You don't have to say amen. You can say, oh, me too, but it's true anyhow. Especially when your wife is right. Don't you hate it? I know you do. When they say something and you say something and they say something and you find out what they said was right, you hardly come back and say, hey, honey, guess what? You were right. Am I speaking truth today? It's one of the toughest things for men to do, to admit that you women are right. And yet God says that we should not be jealous. We should not be boastful or proud. The Bible goes on to say, dads, in your family, don't you dare be rude. Boy, have you ever had your child rebuke you? You know what? When you teach your children the ways of the Lord, they know just enough of God's word to be dangerous sometimes. And when you say the wrong thing, they'll say, dad, that's rude. The Bible says, don't be rude. Well, you honor your father. You respect your father. God says, don't be rude. It's right here in the Bible. I'm going to give them the verse. It's 1 Corinthians 13 and 5. You may need it today. Love does not demand its own way. Oh, my goodness, Dad, you've got to repeat that one with me. Come on, are you ready? Ready or not? Love does not demand its own way. One dad. That's why I have this sermon this morning. You have got to understand that your love for your family must be unconditional love. And that means it's not always your way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record when it has been wronged. Oh my goodness, this passage of scripture is a sermon in itself. It is not glad about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. There we go with the wife opinion again. Most men don't rejoice when they win out. Love never gives up. I'm not saying that being married and having children, whether you have one or 25, is an easy job. But you must never give up, because God does not give up on us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He says, I love you with an everlasting love. That is your place in the family, to represent God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This concludes part one of today's message. Join us Monday for part two. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Passing the Torch of Fatherhood, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, your grace, and your favor, the divine favor that you give us in our lives. Lord, help us to be responsible with that favor, that we will share with others the favor you've given us when we're supposed to, and we'll also withhold the favor when we should withhold it.
Lord, you want everyone to look to you for salvation and for help. Help us not to stand in the way, but help us, Lord, to speak your word and to encourage people to know you in a better way. Bless your people today. We just ask for supernatural favor upon all of our lives. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Lord God, that our troubles are behind us, even as we keep our trust in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.